especially with all this, I can see some opportunity to entertain God. And the best way of entertaining Him is to, for Him to see fantastic dreams, you know, which He can narrate to Baba. Yeah, he remembered.
Would you remember this? Fantastic.
Yeah, as I told you about that spirit and all that sort of thing, or something like that, that he had seen the scenes at Mehrabad where the trains would stop, whole train would come and stop, and one after the other, and people are getting down, and they are so enthusiastic about seeing Baba, and they come to Baba. At the same time, when there is that fervor, and he feels like going, you see, to the fields to ease himself, and then he does not know, and he cannot leave Baba and all that. So all the time he is trying to control himself, and he wants to go, otherwise he might let it go there, you see. And so he would go on embellishing whatever the little dream that he might see and say. So after he had exhausted all the dreams and all that, I still remember one of the most fantastic stories he told Baba was this, that he had seen a dream wherein there was a con man. He was one of the, in the gang of the con men, Gustaji himself. So there he is with him, and they are all in a league, and naturally the whole town, somehow or other, is being fooled by this con man, the head of the party. So what happened is that now a stage came when all the citizens of that particular town came to know that this is a gang, that they fool us, you see, and first-class con men. So it's best now the con men, the head of the con men, wanted to leave the place and told his party, let's go out. Party of three. So they go out, they leave the town and they go out. And he had become so famous, that head of the con man, that, well, wherever they went out, after leaving the town also, he was recognized by the other persons on the way, the wayfarers. So he thought that it's no good continuing with this life of ours. So we should turn spiritual. And so they went far away and settled at a spot, very flat spot there, and they took their seats, you see, the three of them with the fourth, that is the headman, at the four corners, and they're sitting there. And they just sit down quietly, doing nothing. Shepherds come there, others come over there, and they sit, they see these total strangers now they have come, and they are seated like that and speak no word, nothing of the sort. And the headman had told them not to speak out anything. Just point at the headman. So they ask questions. Nothing, nobody. And the headman, when he is approached, he would simply just put his head down. So they were being revered as saintly persons. After some days, some shepherd would bring a cup of, jar of little milk there, or some women would come and bring some cooked food for them and all that sort of thing. That happened during the daytime, naturally. Now, when there is nobody around, they will all huddle together and speak of a plan, a project, what they should do. And the project was that he disclosed to them that one of you go out and get from somewhere a little statuette of Lord Krishna.
What?
Lord Krishna's statue. Tiny little thing, yeah. And then the two men, what they did was, the other two men, they were told to dig a pit in the center of that area. So they are digging a pit there. In the morning they come, they all sit quietly and do nothing. When the pit was dug, say about 4 feet deep, then one of them was sent out to get a sack full of, you know, what do you call the chickpeas, raw chickpeas. They are not baked or cooked or anything of sort. And the whole sack was emptied in the pit.
Garbanzo.
You know, when they are raw. So then they are there. And that statuette is placed on it. And the whole place is filled with earth. And that's how it's all there. And then they plant it with little weeds or whatever you call some flower plants or some seeds or something like that. And somehow or other they put in, try to make a place decent there. Every day these people will come and see what are they trying to do, what are they doing and all that. This is what Gustaji is describing to Baba in his silent language, mind you. At last, to come to the story, Baba says, then what happened? So he says, just listen to what is happening now. So this headman gets an idea to speak out for the first time. And he says, time and again, you people have been coming over here and looking at us and not knowing what it is. And we are over here. We don't know what it is, but we have seen in a dream. For each one of us has seen in a dream that there will be this spot where the Lord will make His appearance. And therefore you find us here, day and night, sitting and waiting that moment when the appearance will take place. And he says, really? These are saintly people. And so people would come and sing bhajans and this and that and all that. In the meantime, what they would do is, they would water that pit. And those garbanzo beans, whatever you call them, those chickpeas, would just swell. And you know, it's a sack full of it, you know. So all the things, so what happens when they swell, they get the whole little, what you call the set statuette, coming up and up and up and up and up. Yeah. And it's lightly covered with earth and all that. So at last the head appeared. And they all fell prostrate and all that, the con men themselves, and seeing that, see what has happened now, it's coming. So gradually the whole thing starts coming up. And people are, then of course it spreads like wildfire, and the people come there and pour money and revere these people and bring food for them and all that. So gradually they became saintly people, and they were supplied with all their wants and needs and all that. And then people themselves came forward to build a temple and all that. So likewise, from being con men, they turned to be pseudo-spiritual leaders, you see. And that's how it was. That's what I saw. So Baba says, oh, that's a good idea. We should also do the same thing. We need money. That's how the whole thing would be. Just, yeah. So there were quite a few such dreams, you see, that he would always try to entertain Baba in the morning while he's strolling and will be hearing. But one day he was in a very serious mood. When Baba was in a humorous mood, Gustaji became very serious because he was getting very, very old and almost, well, really old, and in the new life he had suffered a lot. Being old himself, he had to undergo all the trials of walking the distances and waking up at odd hours and keeping awake in the night and just being in the open. And especially in North India, the cold is very severe. The wind that blows is biting cold, you see. It's all there. So he had suffered a lot. And one day, we didn't know what he meant by it. So Baba says, now today you didn't see any dream? He says, no, I didn't see a dream. So there's nothing new today? He says, there is something. He says, what is it? He says, well, today there was a revelation. What was the revelation? He says, this early morning I had this revelation. Of what? Baba asked me. Baba always would egg the person, you see, and trying to bring out the whatever was there. See, he would feign himself to be not knowing anything, would want to know, was anxious to get at the, the punch line or something like that. He says, well, you want to hear it? This is my life story. Your life story? What is it?
So he said, you know, when I was a kid, I was put to school, in school, and I had to walk the distance with my books and all that. And every day, I had to pass by a stable. Stable means, it is not the stable where you just park your carriages and horses and all that, but it was a stable for the horse trainer who would break horses for the people who would want to harness them for carriages. You know, there were no cars in India formerly. Horses had to be broken and so that they can drag the wagons or carriages or passengers or anything like that. So the horses had to be trained for that. So every time I would pass by, I would see that there was that stable, all the horses were there. And when I see these horses, when I used to see these horses, I had always noticed one thing, that all these new batches of horses would come, they would be given the feed bags, you see, and they would always be munching, you see. And there was one old horse, which I had noticed also, that was kept there and had to go on hay or something like that. Nothing special was being fed to him. And I was wondering as to why is this, that old animal is kept over here when all the batches are always changing and all that. Why is it that this horse and is not looked after by the owner? So, well, I was wondering. And the revelation came to me was this, that I had also noticed one thing, that this old horse would be seen, you see, along with the new horse that was under training, harnessed together, double horse carriage. And the old horse naturally was not able to pick up speed as the young, boisterous ones. So they had to be whipped, the old horse had to be whipped to keep in pace with the new one. And the new one was being properly checked and all that. But all the time the beating, all the time the stress and strain would be on old horse. So what was revealed to me this morning, early morning was, because it was my dilemma. Why is this that one animal has to suffer like that? Swami says, what did you find? What was the revelation? He says, it was revealed to me that you are that old horse here in this camp of the youngsters. We are all young at the time, you see. So anything and any blame would come on Gustaji. Gustaji was the example. Gustaji had to bear the burden, the brunt of the whole thing. So he said, I felt now what was the need for the old horse to be kept there in the stable. It was just so that the new horses can emulate the old horse, and the old horse had the responsibility to be with the new ones, bear the brunt of it, and at the same time be a sort of a stepping stone to that training. So that was the revelation. No, it's a good one. Yeah, you think that you are that, eh? That you are the old horse kept here to see that the other young horses are trained here in this stable. So that's how he vomited out his woes to Baba. That now is too much now. So likewise, Baba will be very entertained with this and will be happy to hear Gustaji saying all things in his own way. So morning time will be spent like that.